This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We have a fantastic sugya to do today. That is Mamish Dvarim Yafim Be'itai, because it is a sugya related to the Yomtif of Sukkis and the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog. The Mishnah said that in the story of Beis Choron, where somebody assured their father in Hana, and then they were marrying off their son, and they wanted their father to be able to participate in the wedding, so they say to their friend, the courtyard and the Suda is given to you only so that Abba should be able to eat from it. So the guy said, well, if they're mine, I'm makdish it. So the guy said, I gave you my possessions that you should be makdish it. So he said, you gave it to me that it should be yours and you should violate the neder. The Chachamim said, any matana, that if the makdish cannot be makdish it, if it's not mekudeshes, it's not a matana. Any gift that the recipient cannot be makdish it, it's obviously not a valid gift. So the Ran asks a bumba of akasha. Really? In order for matana to be good, you have to be able to makdish it? Frek the Ran. Now the Ran asks, what about matana amanas lahachzer? Doesn't matana amanas lahachzer, isn't that a good matana? Dinehi de matana amanas lahachzer shma matana. I afagav de mekdisha ena mekadesha. So kedamrina mepergeish noichlin de amanas shetachzireli hekdisha ena kodesh. That if you give a gift, that it should be returned. If the person sanctifies it, it's not holy. Because I'm only giving something that's fit. In other words, if you give somebody a gift that he has to return, that person cannot be makdish it. So then why is matana menas lahachzer a good matana? But it flies in the face of the rule of the Mishnah that any matana, that if the recipient can't be makdish, he's not able to, is not a matana. Says the Ran on a very important yesod. It's not... the efficacy of a matana is not really dependent on the recipient's ability to be makdish it. That's just an analogy. In order for matana to be good, it has to be a full-fledged matana. And usually, if the recipient can't be makdish it, it's not a full-fledged matana. It happens to be a matana amanach sahachzer is a full-fledged matana for the interim. Shani hasam de mikamakim l'shaita matani. Matana amanach sahachzer, at least temporarily, is a matana. Avav matana zu shal beis choron afilu l'shaita enoy. It's not even a gift l'shaita shalei niskavin l'haknoisa l'klal. He's not mechavin to be makne at all. Eshel elosha tikra al shemai. Only that it should be called that he's the owner, kedei sheye aviv mutarba, so that the father should be mutar in it. So the Ran is establishing a rule that the efficacy of matana is not really dependent on one's ability to be makdish. The two have nothing to do with each other. It's just a manner of speech. It's a general barometer, but it's not an absolute barometer. Now, Tosfos and Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Lamed Daled ask the same question. Tosfos asks, wait a second, we know that if I give you on the first day of Sukkot an Esrog on condition that you return it to me, the halacha is that you're yotze. You know that? You don't have to actually buy a lulav and Esrog. I could buy the lulav and Esrog and I could give it to you as a matana amanas lahachzer. I can't lend it to you, okay? The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Resh Nun Chesiv Gimel that if I say it should be yours until you're yotze, and then it should be mine, you're not yotze, because that's like a loan. That's like a loan. But if you say matana al menas lahachzer, that's not a loan. It's a gift. The only thing is, it's only a gift. It's a full-fledged gift on condition that you give it back. So what's the halacha? Tosha says, v'im taimar, d'amar l'kaman v'perken, hey l'cha esrog b'matana al menas shetachzi re'oli. Hechzira yatsa. If you return it, you're yaitse. What do you mean? Why? But I wasn't able to be makdish it at the time that it was in my possession. Afa pishalay yachalak dishay. The kibin amarli midi dechazili ka'amar. Kid amarla kaman. I'm not able to be makdish it. So the Tosfos in his second answer, if you look on the third narrow line, Olari Nira, Delay Talya Matana Behektish. A Matana is not dependent on Hektish, like the Ran. Dafila Eina Yachal Hektish, have a Matana. What it means is, Kol Matana She'ena, meaning any Matana that is substandard, like Kolaymer Shegrua Kazois, that he only gave it on condition that his father should eat. It doesn't mean any matana that you can't be makdish is not a matana. It means any subpar matana like this that you can't be makdish. But like the Ran says, matana is not dependent on hektish. But then Tosfos says in his first answer, v'yesh loymar, no, it's not true. By you could be makdish it. V'yesh loymar, dahasam yachal hakdishay kozman shu biyaday. The truth is, if someone gives you an esrog, Amanas lahachzir, you could be makdishit temporarily, so long as it's yours, you could be makdishit. The kash is predicated on the idea that if someone gives you an esrog, amanas lahachzir, you can't be makdishit. Tosfos says a mistake, you could be makdishit temporarily, that other people are not nene. But when you say, I'm only giving this to you so that my father should get benefit from it, he can't be makdishit at all, so then it's not a matana. So according to the Ran, and according to the first answer, and the second answer of Tosfos, the ability to yes or not be makdish something is in no way connected to the efficacy of matana. It's only a factor by a substandard matana, like by the story of Beis Charon. According to the first answer of Tosfos, no, you have to be able to be makdishit. You do have to be able to be makdishit. And in fact, matana amanas lahachzir an esrog, if someone gives you an esrog for a few minutes, you could be makdishit for those few minutes. Then nobody else could get benefit from it. Okay, so those are two approaches in the Rishayim. There's a third, and by the way, Tosfos in, let's see, Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, Lulav HaGoyzel, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Tosfos says the same kasha, Vim Toimar, Kivin de Amar Amanasha, Tachzirelium, Kena Mekdishai, Einoi Mukdash. So Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer is, the Hachanami Hava Biyado Lahakdish, Lios Kadosh, Kozman Shviyadai. You do have the ability to be Makdishin, so long as it's in your hand. And also, Tosfos gives the answer of the Ran and the second answer that he gives in Baba Basra. By the way, there would be a very big nafgamina between these two answers. What if I give you an esrog, almanas lahachzir, the almanas that you are not able to be makdishit? What if I stipulate I'm only giving it to you, that you give it back to me, and that you can't be makdishit? According to the first answer of Tosfos, it's not going to work, because any gift that you can't be makdish is not a gift. How does matana amanas achzer work? Because you could be makdish it temporarily. But what if I say on condition you can't be makdish it? Then it wouldn't be a gift. However, according to the Ran, and according to the second answer of Tosfos in Baba Basra, and the second answer of Tosfos in Sukkah, it would be a gift. It's not contingent at all on whether you could be makdish it or not. There's a third approach. Oh, where is it? Okay, it didn't come out. In Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Baba Basra, they bring a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. I'll read it to you. And the Chassam Sofer quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger. A beautiful lamdas to answer Tosfos' kasha, not like the Ran and not like Tosfos. Kishama mipi mori v'chami hagoin liyashiv kushas rishonim shehikshu b'matana amanas lahachzir. Why does it work, but you can't be makdish it? It's the kasha of Tosfos Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Daled. regarding this, Rabbi Kiva Eger answered, listen to this. Dematana amanas lahachser leker shir bematana rak toila betnai. What's the reason you can't be makdish it? Is it because there's something deficient in the gift? Or is it because there's a stipulation, the stipulation doesn't allow you to be makdish it? There's no deficiency in the gift. What's preventing you from being makdish it is the tnai. So the matana is full-fledged. It's the tnai that prevents you from being makdish it. That's okay. It's a good matana. Masha'inkein, when I give something stam, but I leave over a tnai that you can't be, but if I give a gift, but I'm leaving over something to myself, and the shiur in the matana is preventing you from being makdish it, then, let's say in a case where I say, I'm giving it to you only so that my father could benefit from it. So then I'm not really fully giving it to you. So what's not allowing you to give to be makdish it is not a stipulation, it's a shiur in the matana. You see, there's a difference between if you're holding something back in the gift, so then it's not a full-fledged gift, so then that would not be an effective gift, because the fact that you can't be makdish it demonstrates a deficiency in the gift. But if the reason you can't be makdish it is because there's an outside stipulation that you have to give it back to me, so there's nothing lacking in the gift, there's just a tnai preventing it. So now, what would you paskin? Let me just show you a few halachas first. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Reish Nun Ches, Matana nesanai loy amanas achziroi hareza yoytzibay dechavasoi umachziroi shematana amanas achzir shema matana. But if you don't return it, you're not yoytzay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is it a matana? Dechsha amar chifet ze nasan lecha. When I say this is given to you, nifka kol koichay mimenu. All of my strength is released. Umasha amar amanasha tachzir li. When I say on condition you return it, hurak tnai, it's just a stipulation. Kishar tnaim shadam yachal lahasnois b'mechirasei v'matanosei, like other tnaim that a person could stipulate in a sale or a gift. This is very similar to this lamdas that we just saw from Rabbi Kiva Eger. When I say this is given to you, it's yours completely. I have no rights in it. I have zero rights in it. So when I say on condition you return it to me, that's a tnai. You could always make a tnai. The fact that you can't be makdish, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's the tnai preventing you. Now watch this. Umuter lasei slay esrog b'matana amanah shelo yakdishenu. You could give someone an esrog as a gift on condition that he can't be makdish it. D'loy gara mimatana amanah lahachzer. It's not any worse than matana amanah lahachzer. What does this mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ratzul Aymar de'im hisna, if you made a tanai b'matanasai shol yuchal makabal agdishai mikomokim have a matana v'ef shalotzisbay k'dimasayim. It is no different than someone who says on condition that you return it to me, that he also can't be makdishit and it's a matana. And look in the Bir Halacha. Now wait a second. Is it so pasha that if you make a tanai, I understand you can make a tanai that matana amanas, you could give someone a matana amanas lahachzer. That's because, according to some rishayim, the person could still be makdashit. But if you stipulate that the person can't be makdashit, why would this work? Wouldn't you say that's a machlokes rishayim if you give someone a gift on condition that he can't be makdashit? According to the Ran, it would work because well, the efficacy of matana is not determined by whether you can be makdish it or not. But according to the first answer of Tosfos and Bava Basra and Sukkah, that in fact, matana amanas achzer, you could be makdish it. So if you stipulate explicitly you can't be makdish it should not work. So this psak of the Ramah has to be going like the Ran. Halacha lemaisa, the Ramah paskins like the Ran, that being able to be makdish something it does not reflect any lack in the matana, and that's why the Ram paskins. Even if you say explicitly, "I'm giving it to you on condition you can't be makdish it," it's a good matana. Says the Bir Halacha. 1 second. Says the Bir Halacha. He says Ayin in the Rush and the Ram, the Ritva Oid Paskim, that they say that the klal of any matana sheyavshal akdisha and a matana is not coming to exclude only a case of a subpar gift, which is an outright deceit. He had no intention to give it, like in the case of Beis Choron. But if it's a valid gift, even for someone, even if you give a full gift, but just for one thing, it's chal. Meaning, even if I just give it to you to be yoytzei the mitzvah on Sukkos, it's a matana, because I'm giving it to you for this. So therefore, if I say, the Bir Halacha says, I'm giving it to you b'matana on condition you don't give it to anyone else, or let's say you say, I'm giving it to you, but you have no rishus to give it to anyone else, it also works. I could do that. The same way the Ramah paskins that I could give it to you on condition you're not makdish it, I could give it to you on condition you don't give it to anyone else. Because a gift, even for one thing, namely to be yoytzei a mitzvah, that works. The Bir Halacha says that the Nesivas HaMishpat is machmer on this. That if the Mekabel can't give it to someone else, it's not a matana. But I disagree. However, obviously not all Rishonim would agree to this, because according to the first answer of Tosfos and Baba Basra and Sukkah, that the question is, how does a matana manasa hachzer work, but you can't be makdish it? And the answer is, you're right, you do need to be able to be makdish it. That's why matana manasa hachzer, you could be makdish it temporarily. Which, by the way, implies that if you couldn't be makdish it, it would not be a matana. So that's why the Aruch HaNerim, Bikurei Yaakov, disagrees with the Ramah. The Bikurei Yaakov says, V'chein Nirali, that even though Tosfos in his second answer and the Ran say you don't need Amanas Sheyuchal Akdishai, since Tosfos in his first answer hold you have to be able to be makdish it, who could be machriya between all these rishonim? And therefore, ein lahakel, if you make a stipulation that you can't be makdish it, the Aruch HaNer paskins not like the Ramah, you can't be lenient. So in other words, our Ran and our sugya says, no, hektish is not the real barometer. But the Aruch HaNer says, you see in some of the answers of Tosfos, that Tosfos is struggling to say, well, by matana manasa hachzer, you really could be makdish it, that being able to makdish it is a real barometer. And he is machmer regarding this question. Okay, so this is a nice lamdos on the daf, which is also relevant to Sukkos Habalino Taiva. Okay, hopefully next Sunday we could, there's a sugya that's Noigea Shemini Atzeres actually. Okay, Hatzlacha, have a great day. Kol tov. Thanks, Louis. Kol tov. Good yar. Bye.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.